This is New Rainmaker from newrainmaker.com. I am Robert Bruce, and today Brian Clark and I are discussing a number of things, including this very podcast, the launch of the Rainmaker platform, and a brief overview of the potential of the membership site as a business model. Brian, first of all, happy 27th birthday to you, man. It's amazing what you've accomplished in so little time.
Exactly. 27, 47. It all feels pretty much the same, except, you know, you don't feel old until you do something like pull your chest muscle raking leaves. And you're like, wait a minute, that wouldn't happen to a 27-year-old. So it's only small differences.
I can't believe you just admitted that on air.
I know. Well, you know, I'm showing my vulnerable side. It's a very strategic thing.
Let's get into this first by talking about the first public launch of the Rainmaker platform this week and the week before. How do you feel about how it's going so far?
Yeah, so just so you know, we are recording this on October 1st. My birthday was technically yesterday. So the launch ends in 2 days, but once you're hearing this, it will be over. I can tell you, I don't know exactly what the last day will look like. They're always huge. We've never taken away, you know, anything with regards to Rainmaker, so it could be pretty epic. But I'd say it's a smashing success so far, just what we've seen. Really, really strong response, a lot of positive feedback. The 2.0 version of the platform that was literally the result of all the wonderful feedback that we got during the pilot program. I can't say enough about how invaluable that was. There's stuff that we improved that we weren't thinking of originally, like the whole landing page builder. We weren't even going to build that. You know, that was an inspiration that happened in part to feedback and in part by Brian Eisenberg's 10 critical elements of a landing page, right? I'm like, why don't we just have a builder that builds those 10 things? And there you go. It was born. So I'm probably going to have to pay Eisenberg some sort of royalty.
Don't say that.
But yeah, it's things are going really well. So we'll know more Friday our time. But as you are listening to this, the pilot program is over. So hopefully you got in if you were inclined to do so.
Yeah. And if you didn't, one of the things we talked about last week, you wrote, or just a few days ago, this great article looking at the future of Rainmaker and some of the features that are upcoming for the platform. Let's go through some of those really quick for those who are still, you know, taking a look at Rainmaker and thinking about dropping into the free trial. What's coming in Rainmaker?
Yeah. So we already added affiliate program, which is kind of indispensable to some of this stuff we'll be talking about on this podcast in the next 6 months while these other features are built. But all of these things were things that we knew we wanted to build, and that desire has been reinforced by the feedback and the enthusiasm we're receiving about them. So in general, more themes, more landing page templates, things that people would expect. The improvements to the analytics with the customization and advanced power that you can get out of Google Analytics is really cool. I think some people feel like that they have to go to a third-party analytics program, and that's not necessarily the case. But I think we'll also be looking at future integration partners with some of the obvious players out there for small business people. What else do we got, Robert?
A lot of stuff on the kind of social media posting scheduling and incoming content front. So we are doing a...
Well, I know that those are features driven by Mr. Robert Bruce as much as anyone else, because you want them. You want the social media scheduling and posting from inside the CMS, which I think makes a lot of sense. Talk about a little bit about these curation tools that both you and I are going to geek out about.
So the idea was to take some of these things that we really think are just features. And it's kind of three pieces right now that we're looking at and talking to Chris Garrett and our dev team about. So that's, basic social media posting and scheduling. You've got something, whether it be links, whether it be basic status updates, you know, links to promotional stuff. You want to be able to connect to your social networking accounts, schedule posts to go out at certain times of day, and there's going to be a lot of cool stuff in there. But again, integrated in the dashboard, connected to, you know, every other part of the Rainmaker platform itself. One big piece of that is also then, how do you find great stuff to share and talk about, things within your industry that you want to post? So we're going to build the Rainmaker Reader. You know, when Google Reader died, when was that? Was that 2 years ago now?
I think it's like 1 year. I'm not sure.
I can't keep track of anything anymore. When that went down, you know, that was, it left a huge hole in that aspect of finding great content. And a lot of great readers have popped up. But again, we're going to do it right. We're going to build the reader that we want integrated into the Rainmaker platform itself. And one of the things Garrett and I have been talking about, and with you as well, Brian, is this idea of these services are really cool, but you end up using like, you know, 25% of it, or only, you know, 10% of the actual features, you know, are the things that you actually want to use in a lot of these services. So that's where we're going to focus, just the stuff that we need and want at first. And then, of course, we'll listen to all of your feedback about what might be better, might work better, what you want. But we're really focusing in on the very best of all of these services, types of services being integrated into the platform. And then the last idea of what we're working on and going to execute eventually is this, calling a curation to content tools. So this group of tools that will allow you to not only, for instance, bring stuff in an RSS feed, post it and schedule it within the Rainmaker dashboard, but also to be able to send it to, for instance, if you are doing an industry newsletter, you want to easily be able to, you know, copy pasting, you're grabbing all these links, then you got to go back and grab the headline so you can, you know, work with that, dumping it into a post. This is going to be a tool, most likely a set of smaller tools, that will allow you with, you know, basically a click to send it to either a new post, a new article, which is your newsletter, or to add to an existing newsletter article that you're compiling, you know, over the week. And this is going to do a couple of other things as well. But the Rainmaker Curator, as I'm calling it, is going to help in collecting, you know, this. We've seen this boom the last few years. Again, what is this, the third or fourth coming of email, I think, email marketing. Right. But these newsletters are so fantastic, and a lot of people, a lot of businesses are benefiting greatly from putting together a really solid newsletter, both for the audience and, you know, for feedback on what they're doing. And this will just make it so much easier to compile that and put it together.
Yeah, and there's a smart way to curate so that you're creating original content. You're also creating a new web page with it. You're making it shareable. These are kind of like best practices if you're going to do email curation. But there's no tool out there. The only one I've seen is a custom job that actually Andrew Norcross built. So we're gonna make that standard in Rainmaker. A couple other things, of course, marketing automation has gone from this very expensive big business kind of thing, and now it's just becoming the way things ought to work, creating a better experience for your audience, for your prospects, and for yourself. And we're going to make that part of Rainmaker in a very affordable fashion, as opposed to some of the expense we see out there right now. And then finally, kind of pertinent to what we'll be talking about on the podcast, evolving the internal course creation tools in Rainmaker into a true learning management system, you know, going back all the way to 2007 and teaching sales. You know, we're teaching people true instructional design for e-learning, so you can create these high-value paid courses, and you need an LMS or a learning management system to go with that. So that's what also is coming, and we'll talk about all this stuff later. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's hard not to kind of geek out about it.
All right, let's move on by doing a little talk about this very podcast, New Rainmaker. You know, things that we've been doing, or in some cases not doing, the approach we've taken with it so far, and, you know, what we're thinking about in the coming weeks and months. What specifically, and most importantly, what it might mean for listeners of the New Rainmaker broadcast.
Yeah, so we've done two shows before this one for the so-called fall season, and I think we're just going to be powering through every week from here on forward, right, Robert?
Yeah, I think it's death or dentist is the only thing that will keep us from our appointed episodes. Yes.
Yeah, and I'll do a podcast before going to the dentist any day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, the first two episodes were kind of our little very short storytelling format. Have a guest authority. I would basically interview them. We'd get a transcript. I would edit that down, write an intro. Robert would usually edit from there because he was the one narrating. And they were really fun to do. They for 7 or 8 minute episodes, though, it takes a decent amount of time. I don't think we did enough of them to have a workflow where we could just crank those things out. But it was kind of fun. But I don't know if people like them because it doesn't really seem like we're getting a lot of the kind of response we got in the spring with the initial Rainmaker podcast.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a cricket situation, which is fine. I mean, that's part of the nature of exactly what we're doing is to do it and then report back to you and see what works and what doesn't. But it was interesting to me because you hear so much about, hey, it's got to be shorter. It's got to be this. It's got to be that, you know, heavy duty opinions about what things, you know, the way things need to be. But you never know until you try it.
And this especially how popular This American Life and the NPR podcast are.
Yeah.
But who knows? Okay, so here's what we want from you guys who are listening right now. Stop by in the comments and tell us what you thought about those. I was busy. I didn't listen to it. It was okay. You know, because when we have guests in the future, I might want to stick with that format because I think it's more interesting to me. I could be wrong. It's interesting to me only that you have that kind of short story format as opposed to just your typical interview. But we're really interested in what you guys respond to, obviously. And that's why we don't worry about experimenting and being inconsistent because we try things so you learn. That's pretty much our goal here. So we're willing to look completely foolish if necessary, if we can figure something out from it. So stop by, let us know what you thought about that. But I think going forward, so, you know, we launched the podcast January 2014, right? And then we had 7 educational lessons. We had 3 behind the scenes episodes, and then we did 3 webinars. And we kind of outlined in the course of that was a strategy to create week to week content and then turn it into something else, which in this case was the first new Rainmaker training course, which was really popular when we assembled it that way. And so that's still our long-term strategy. We want to create content in a serial form that is telling a bigger story. And then when we're through with that part of the story, we can always package it up like we did that time. We could do some webinars. It could lead into a paid launch, all sorts of things. I mean, the initial thing obviously was leading up to the pilot program and the public launch of Rainmaker. That has happened. So, Robert, it kind of feels like we're at this bright line moment where we can go forward and do whatever we want.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Nice.
Not necessarily, yeah.
Never mind what I said about feedback, Robert.
Yeah, forget that. Forget that. Comments off. No, that's exactly right. We talked about, the bigger picture in mind, but also kind of more back to more of this informal talking that you and I have done in the past that, you know, folks seem to enjoy. I want to do also, the other day you and I were talking about just opening up for good old-fashioned Q&As and answering questions directly mixed in with whatever form the interviews take in the future. So, yeah, that's the big idea. But, yes, the idea of having a strategy for a period of time where we lay out several episodes that then we can bundle up later. You know what? I heard this. Did you ever hear the story of Henry Ford and the crates that the motors came in for the, I think, the Model Ts? Did you ever hear this story?
I don't think so.
I heard this on another podcast. If I find it, I can't remember what it was. This was a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, he did a deal with whoever the motor, the engine company was, to build the motors for the Model T. In that contract, he had them also build, he wanted them to build the crates that the motors would be shipped in. And these crates had to be oak, and they had to be cut in this certain way, and they had to be assembled in a certain way, and to these very specific specifications. So anyway, motors would come, they would be taken out of the crates would be disassembled in a very certain way. Eventually, all the parts of those crates would then go into and become the floorboards of the Model T.
Nice.
The motor company didn't care because they just want the contract for the motors, and they think, oh yeah, we'll give him his crates. But that's that kind of thing illustrates to me perfectly what we're looking for, ways to package this up into something bigger down the road, or useful, that might be broken out in different ways. So
nice.
Big part of the future of the Rainmaker platform is going to be this reseller program that's coming. You had a chance to talk publicly about it on a great Kerry Dill's Genesis Office Hours show last week, and got a really nice response from that. But what is this real reseller program going to look like, and who should care?
Yeah, it's really interesting because Kerry invited me onto her show at Genesis Office Hours. So basically, we have this amazing community of designers who build on the Genesis framework, which is kind of the backbone of StudioPress, which is the backbone of the design aspect of what is now Rainmaker. And I was like, yeah, sure, happy to come on. And then it turned out, because we had been working, we got the public launch going, and then my brain immediately shifted to this reseller program, because we are building out this amazing technology for resellers that allows you as a consultant or a designer or as a small digital agency to create these really sophisticated sites with all these the features that you know about in Rainmaker, literally at the push of a button. And there's going to be all sorts of ways to build out specific types of sites and have it's really cool stuff. Now we're aiming for November 1st to release that technology, which is really the backbone of the reseller program. You can't launch the reseller program really without that. So we're building that and finishing it up as we speak. But in the broader concept, during the initial podcast run / the first course that is still available, if you guys haven't check that out. What's the URL on that?
That is newrainmaker.com/training,
right?
Training. It better be.
Yeah.
If it's not, it's going to be.
Yeah.
But if you go to newrainmaker.com, click the more tab up in the
Things got moved around
there, because you'll see training. Yeah.
Things
it's
got
actually
moved around.
Training-home, but we'll forward that to a simpler URL as well. But just go up in the nav, you'll see more, and training will pop up there. You can click there and see.
Yeah. So effectively what that course was about was a different way to think about content marketing, right? Media instead of marketing. And I think we got our best response, I think, in all the years of trying to teach this stuff. Just a lot of people, the light bulbs went off, and they kind of got the difference between, you know, keyword stuff, quote unquote, content, as opposed to really trying to build an audience and tying that in with your business model and thinking about, you know, what's my love it or list it for what I sell, you know, what makes me authoritative while also giving people what they want. And one of the models I touched on in that context is that, yes, there are a lot of capable people who can do this stuff themselves. And I think those are a lot of the people that are now kind of rushing into Rainmaker, because it's the perfect tool for the person with that kind of skill set. But the broader market out there is people for whom WordPress is out of the question, but even Rainmaker would not be something that they want to really get into, because they don't have the content creation skills, and they're just not going to. And we're really seeing, I think, an entire industry It already exists, but the idea that you have professional content creators, media producers effectively, who are aiding the small to medium-sized business, and the real money is actually in the recurring content creation fees. They may come to you for a website or design, and that's where Rainmaker comes in, because that takes the dev headache completely out of it. Yes, I can build you that sophisticated site with membership capabilities and all that kind of stuff. So the designers, the writers, the other content creators and other mediums, and then just the general entrepreneurs who see the need to serve these businesses, what I call producers, right? These are the people for whom this reseller program is for. So at the heart of it is this great technology, but you're going to hear both on this podcast and in very specific training that we're going to put out, that we're going to teach people the business models, the skills, make the connections with the team you need, you know, because we're kind of envisioning, let's say you're a designer and you're the point of sale and you usually charge money to create a website or at least the design for the website. And then that's it, except that they keep coming back for you to for tweaks and free work and all. It's terrible, you know. But really what you are is the point of sale for what they really need, which is content creation. So you could be partnered up with writers. You know, you could have a small formal digital agency. It could be a completely ad hoc thing where you're just all – it's like the Hollywood model where the writers, the designer, and the strategist come together for a project and then they disperse. I really think that's how it's going to work. And we see Rainmaker and this reseller technology at the center of that to make everyone more money. And yes, we get to make money too, but that's how it's supposed to work, right?
A lot of talk floating around about membership sites in the last year or so in particular, kind of a spike in interest in this idea. And this is something that you've actually taught and practiced in business for, what, 7 years? What's the big idea here with membership sites, first of all? And what is, let's ask this, what's a membership site applied to online business?
Yeah, so the membership site goes back, you know, to the 90s with our friends in the adult industry who at one point were the pioneers of everything. But when you think about what a membership site is, it's a way to keep people away from content until after they pay you, and then they're allowed access in. And that's a really big, important concept, the concept of access. So yes, back in 2007, the very first thing that was launched off of Copyblogger was Teaching Sales, which is a massive course that teaches every element of, you know, everything from designing meaningful courses, business models, marketing, you know, the technology you need to effectively make it all happen. And ever since that time, people have been saying, awesome, thanks, give us the turnkey platform to do this with. Well, it took us a little while, but you can see how far back the roots of Rainmaker go. And we really got serious about it in 2010 when we formed Copyblogger Media. So Rainmaker, in one sense, is the solution, the missing part that, you know, makes life a lot easier. Because, we used to have to patch everything together ourselves. I remember Tony would explain, here's how you take AMember, and here's how you work with Moodle, and here's how you do it with WordPress. And it was a mess, you know. And I think a lot of people were more than able to do the content creation, and the technology just buried them. And that is unacceptable anymore, you know. But so anyway, the premise back in 2007 was online advertising sucks. You're not going to make any money with it. You need to sell content. And a lot of people, you know, believed me, and a lot of people didn't. And that was okay, because at the time that was very unorthodox thinking. Where are we now, 7 years later, when The Guardian is, you know, they're not going to ditch ads because they need to make revenue any way they can. But their primary business model is going to be virtual events, membership programs, effectively patronage of your subscribers instead of everything's free and we'll make up for it with advertising. And that's what Teaching Sales, the original report, predicted in 2007. Again, some people thought I was crazy, but e-learning is a real thing. I mean, everyone knows online is the future of all sorts of education, and a lot will be free, but a lot of it won't be. And that's still the best way to get into a business if you are not currently, you know, whether you're working for someone else or maybe you have a client model and you want to move on. This is what we're going to be talking about a lot on this podcast and in other venues. I read another great article that basically said, you know, the modern journalism site, you know, which of course they're talking about BuzzFeed and the like, but they treat content as a service. And that's not the way newspapers have technically thought. In other words, they actually are taking into account who their audience is, things we've been preaching since day one. And it's just the reality of what things are. But the flip side of that is that you don't have to be the guardian. In fact, they've got bigger problems than most people because of the legacy issues. You know, getting started now that the technology is taken out of the way of creating these membership sites and online training programs, it really just comes down to finding your niche as it always has been. And there's some really cool stuff about how the concept of what we think of as quote unquote a membership site is really evolving. It's really any sort of barrier to access that facilitates doing business with people, you know, in a way that's a higher value, premium, that kind of thing. So the most interesting thing about this Guardian article, which is why I use it as an example, I mean, you're seeing stories like this everywhere when it comes to any sort of legacy media company, but they're going to be doing these virtual events with a membership concept, which is something we covered in Teaching Sales years ago. And I can give you a great example of someone who built an amazing business out of this approach. Mike Stelzner, Social Media Examiner, used to be a copy blogger writer. I remember he came to me one day and he said, I'm thinking about this site. It's like copy blogger, but it's about social media. Do you think it's going to work? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's going to work. And that was an understatement. But that was the site component. His business model was putting on, he now puts on one of maybe the largest social media event, but certainly a big one, live event. But he started with virtual events. And so basically what Mike did was Mike built up his initial audience, and then he went to everyone in the industry and was putting together a conference like you would with a live event, except it was virtual. You know, and he took the webinar approach. And so, and it was a very logistical, planned out, executed thing. But he got all these people to contribute. He had an affiliate program. So all his speakers promoted the event. It was a success. And then the next year, or the next event, virtual event he did, is where he really started to make money because he had a thing. So what is a virtual live event become when you do the next one? Well, that becomes archived membership content. So you can see that what Mike did before he got into live events was build membership sites, but it was so positioned differently that you didn't see it that way. So I immediately recognized what he was up to, and I think I had him on specifically in Teaching Sales to talk about it. But I want to talk a lot more about that event because we're going to start doing those as, you know, not only for very specific reasons. I think that'll be tied to the training for the resellers on business models and whatnot. It's also, of course, a demonstration of the Rainmaker platform because we can do all of that from affiliate program to everything with Rainmaker, which is cool. But I want to talk about that as a business model for people who are considering Rainmaker but maybe haven't pulled the trigger yet because, you know, we always – people out there, they've got organizational skills, they've got drive, they've got ambition, but they're like, I'm not an authority about anything. And one of the business models, or many of the business models in teaching sales, talk about, you know what you're good at? You're good at building these type of sites. That's what you're good at. And this is a concept that I refer to as the impresario approach, which I love that word. It's an Italian word, basically means organizer or producer. So we're right back to that producer concept. But in this context, historically, that was a person who put on operas and plays. Seth Godin loves to use the word now just to mean a person who makes things happen, right? And what really is the internet except for connections, bringing things together? But it can be a really interesting model when you realize that every time you arrange one of these events, you are creating content that you are then able to build on going forward, just like teaching sales grew over time. So I think we're going to focus on that topic quite a bit as we go forward with the podcast and try to give you some really useful ideas about, okay, how would I go about starting that type of business, right? So I'm pretty excited about that.
What about live events that, say, take place in like Denver, perhaps in May of 2015?
Hypothetically speaking. Well, okay, yeah, that is an excellent point. We did put on our first live event. So we graduated from virtual to live as well. And if you have those aspirations, then you can certainly do that with this impresario concept that we're going to be talking about. But so we put on our first authority event. Seth Godin opened it up. Darren Rouse, another keynote. Brian Eisenberg, Ann Hanley, Lee Oden. I mean, just everyone I wanted in the last 8 years to one day be able to invite to speak. And I got to say, I don't know, Robert, what was your impression of how the crowd reacted?
Maybe the best thing to do is just take a look. If you search the hashtag on Twitter, Authority2014, you can see for yourself. I think people had a really good time. The single track idea was particularly loved, I think, where yes, everybody is seeing everything all at once, you know, and to a certain degree, no matter where you are in the conference.
Yeah, and our man Kelton put together a nice little highlight reel from the last event, which was pretty small. We limited it to 400 people. Again, single track. We're all together. We all learn together. We all experience together. We all go to the parties together. And people really seem to like that. And I know I did. I mean, I just really don't like how dispersed everything gets when you have these massive events and you have to pick and choose, what do I want to learn more instead of just getting everything in an integrated format, which I think is also important too. Like there's a logical beginning and end in the way that we build things. So yes, we're doing it again in May in Denver again. This time we are going to a larger venue, which is the Ellie Calkins Opera House, which is a magnificent, beautiful venue. That was kind of the vibe we were going for. If we're going for single track, we wanted to have this beautiful room that was made for large audiences to participate together in. Speaking of impresarios, right? I didn't even make the opera connection there.
Yeah. You're actually 147 years old, aren't you?
Yes, that's exactly right. And we're just about, I guess this podcast will be the first time we mentioned this, because we're putting together the early bird pricing and all that good stuff as soon as we can. But I just today locked down our third of
three. Are you really going to say this?
Well, yeah. Okay, so let me say what I know for sure. That Dan Pink, wonderful man, author of too many amazing books to count. Actually, the first book I ever appeared in, Free Agent Nation, Dan and I met in Austin back in 2000, and I introduced him to Migas, and he interviewed me for his book. That was when I had just figured out how to use content marketing to sell legal services so I wouldn't starve. So his last book, To Sell Is Human, is obviously right on point for the theme of Authority Rainmaker, as it will be known this year. So he's going to open up the show. Second day opening keynote, Sally Hogshead, who not coincidentally you just heard from on the last podcast. She is an amazingly smart person. Her work on fascination and focusing on your differences as your ultimate strength, it was just barely touched on in the podcast, but we're going to expand quite a bit on that, obviously. And then I've been working for 3 weeks trying to get a specific closing keynote. Today I got yes. I do not have a contract, but I don't think there's going to be a problem. I'm going to try to get the contract done before this airs. If not, you will not be hearing this because Robert will edit it out. So our closing keynote is a personal hero of mine and Robert's as well, Henry Rollins, former lead singer, Black Flag, spoken word artist, self-publisher, film, radio, and television star. He now has his own show on the History Channel, 10 Things You Didn't Know. Look at that, a list format. I wonder why they chose that, Robert.
You know what? I'm so sick of lists. And no, we were just talking, we were laughing about this, the complainers that hate these list posts, they need to bring it up with Mr. Rollins.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a chance in Denver May 13th through the 15th, 2015. So May 13th is a Wednesday. That'll be like last year or this year, the opening reception, which was legendary in itself. We do like to throw some good parties, and this year will be no different. So the 14th will be the first day of content. That will be the one Dan Pink kicks off. The 15th will begin with Sally, and Henry will close and take us into the weekend, which I can't even believe I get to introduce Henry Rollins. I'm done. This may be it. I guess at this point, we're going to sign off. Make sure you stop by the comments and give us any thought you might have as far as the podcast, the platform, stuff we're, direction we're going in, questions about membership sites and online training courses that you'd like to see specifically addressed. I can almost guarantee you we're going to cover everything pretty comprehensively, given that, again, teaching sales was the original thing, and it is just as relevant today as it ever has been.
Yep. Thanks for listening to New Rainmaker. Everybody out there, we appreciate it. If you do like what's going on here, as always, let us know by dropping by iTunes. You can give us a rating there as well. As Brian said, please drop any notes you have about the discussion in this episode in the comments of this post. And maybe even more importantly, if you want to go even further into the things we've talked about on New Rainmaker and will continue to talk about as we go forward, head over to newrainmaker.com and sign up to get those 2 weeks of training that will likely change the way you think about online marketing. It's absolutely free. It's at newrainmaker.com in the nav bar. Hit more and then click training. Brian, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next time.
Yep. Thanks, everyone.